Jenkins and Alfred, Jenkins and Alfred, Jenkins and Alfred Show. What?
Jenkins and Alfred Part 887, The Reservoir. In our last episode, there was a boot camp. In this episode, people visited a place. Oh my gosh, what a great day. Any day I get to spend hiking and looking upon the water and the paddle boaters and the fishes and the dead lizards. What? Don't you remember? It was like a massive iguana.
No. We refuted that rumor. That was just Dad without his glasses on. It was actually a piece of driftwood. It didn't even have a head on it.
Oh, well, that's mildly disappointing. I was going to tell them. Okay, don't tell everyone else the rest of that. I'm going to tell my friends that I was fine in front of a deadly iguana.
That works for me. What were you saying?
Oh, any day I get to spend with the paddle boaters and the fishes and the apparent driftwood and the trails and the green grass and the flowers. Oh, dog, what a lovely day. Where'd you all go today? Oh, we went to the Gross Dam.
Well, I mean, if you didn't want to tell me where you went, you just didn't have to make things up.
What?
Well, that was kind of rude.
No. It's a reservoir that they built using a dam, you know, a water blocker. And it's named after some guy, Michael Gross, Richard Gross. I don't know who. Sally Gross? But their last name is Gross.
Do you mean Gross?
I don't think so, dog. I believe it's Gross. G-R-O-S-S. But anyways, went to the Gross Dam Reservoir today. Oh, okay. Well, how was it? Well, it was great, actually. That's what I was just telling dog here.
Yeah. And, wait, someone thought they saw you there.
Really? Oh, were there a lot of squirrels running around? No. But there was this one little chipmunk. What? There was a little chipmunk. Oh, a chipmunk? Someone thought I was a chipmunk? No. They saw a little furry thing running around, and they thought it might have been a squirrel. Oh, wait, where were you again? You know, just up off of Flagstaff at that Gross Dam. Oh, my gosh, that was my cousin Roger. Well, what's wrong with your cousin Roger? Oh, my gosh. Did you guys get to see him at all? Oh, my gosh, he was adorable.
Yeah, he was, like, coming up to us and was going to be our best friend.
Yeah, it's because he wants food.
Yeah, I get that.
Well, that's because you're a dog. Oh, my gosh, it's so embarrassing. Anywhere we go, he runs up and he starts begging people for food, and then they have to, like, chase him away, and he runs away, but then he runs back. Ugh.
Well, why does that make you upset?
Well, how would you feel if someone in your family embarrassed you all the time? What would you do, or what would you call them?
Oh, I call them Jenkins.
Hey, wait a minute.
I'm just kidding, buddy.
That was a gross damn insult.
Whoa, take it down a notch.
Why?
Well, there's no need to call me names.
I didn't call you names. It was an insult from when we were at the Gross Dam. Does anybody listen to where we were? It's the name of the reservoir. I didn't make it up.
Okay. So the language was okay there. Okay. Then we'll just keep moving on. Roger. Anyways, Roger.
Yeah. I mean, I'm glad you guys got to meet him. Did he actually end up taking any of your food? No. He just ran off. But we did have some fruit snacks and, you know, some good times.
Did you get a paddleboard while you were there?
Dog, you were with me.
No.
No, you weren't with me?
No, we didn't get a paddleboard.
Oh, yeah. No, we didn't get a paddleboard. But we did walk a very steep distance.
Yeah, that thing was crazy, Chuck. We went down and we were like, down. And then we went back up. It was like 230 feet of elevation in, I don't know, 5 minutes, 10 minutes?
I don't know what any of that means, but it sounds like it was a good time.
Yeah, you know, it's all right for a gross dam. Ha ha, I hear it. I hear it now. Yeah, that's great.
You guys are so immature.
We're immature?
Yeah. Calling obnoxious people Jenkins and making fun of the name of a highly revered individual.
What?
Mr. or Mrs. Gross.
You don't even know who they were?
No, I didn't actually study it. I don't know history. I do know there's an expansion project that's supposed to go through spring 2027.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I couldn't read the rest of it. It was too boring. Oh, it felt like school.
Well, yeah. But we have to remember to go back because there was that whole climbing thing at the end.
Like a climbing gym?
No, like nature. There are like a whole bunch of rocks down there.
In the water?
No, not in the water.
Like, on the sand? On the beach? Well, it wasn't really a beach. What are you describing? I don't know how to describe it, Jenkins.
No, that was as good as I could do, too. Anyways, so yeah, it was a good day. What did you do, Chuck?
Yeah, you know, just ran around, played with my nuts.